the what we want to what we want to discuss for the time that we have over the summer is the laws of brachos on fragrances, on odors, on these types of things, because there is an entire section in Shulchan Aruch, and they are halachos that people are not aware of, and they are unsure regarding when they should make a bracha, when they should not make a bracha. And sometimes people don't even know, that people aren't conscious that they're going to smell something. They're smelling flowers, they're smelling fruit, whatever it may be, and they should be aware that there is a bracha on it. Like every pleasure that we have in the world, we have to recognize Hashem and thank Hashem for that pleasure. So we're going to discuss today as an introduction, in the future go into more details, the halachas pertaining to fragrances and the bracha on fragrances. You have here on the back of the sheet, this is just from one of the popular brachos sefer that I'm going to quote from later on, Vezosa Bracha. He has like a smallest tier of popular things. This is in Hebrew. We'll translate it as we get up to it. And you can keep it with you, take a picture, put it on your phone, hang it on your fridge, whatever you want. So you'll have here a quick access to some of our most popular fragrances when it comes to brachos. So we have here, and it makes sense, a Gemara in Maseches Brachos on Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tovia Amar Rav, Minayin Shemavarchem Al HaReach. Why is it that I have to make a bracha on fragrances? Says who? I understand food. I get that. The Torah says, right, when it comes to eating, we know you have to bless Hashem before you partake in food. But how do I know that I have to make a bracha before I partake of a fragrance? Shemar, it says, Kol ha'neshama tahalel ka. Because the neshama praises Hashem. It says the Gemara, what does that mean, that the neshama praises Hashem? Why is that different than the body or myself that praises Hashem? So the Gemara says, Ezu davar sha'neshama ve'ein haguf nena mimenu. What is something that touches the neshama, but not something that is a physical sense that we talk about in the realm of halacha or the Torah? And that is Havei Omer Zahareach. That is smell. The sense of smell is something that we consider to be a spiritual sense, not a physical sense. That's why we know on Motzei Shabbos we smell from the Besamim, right? We smell from the Besamim. Why? Because the Neshama Yisera, our Neshama, extra Neshama, we got over Shabbos is leaving, and the Neshama is upset over this lack of Kedusha going into the week. So we smell fragrances because it is something that touches the soul of a person, not just the body of a person. Therefore, this pasuk, kol neshama tahalel ka, the neshama praises Hashem. What is something that is unique to the neshama and not the rest of the body? That is the sense of smell. To understand the beauty and the significance and how powerful this is, people, we know there are people who do not have a sense of smell or a powerful sense of smell. Their olfactory nerves that line the nasal patches are damaged, and they're unable to smell something, and that is a big loss. We know that smelling something impacts how it tastes. That's the first thing you get from the food is the odor, and that impacts how it tastes. I remember when I was in middle school, so the science teacher had us smell a chocolate chip cookie while eating a vegetable, and the vegetable would take on the taste of the chocolate chip cookie, because the olfactory nerves overpower at the first glance that are good for your kids. You can get them to eat their vegetables. So
you like to bake on Tisha B'Av?
So for all these different things, the smell is a very powerful thing that sometimes we take for granted. We don't think about it so often that we have the sense of smell, and it really changes the way we eat, changes the way we look at the world. So kol ha'neshama tahalaka. The neshama knows this very well. The guf might not recognize it, but your neshama knows it very, very well, how important the sense of smell is. Now, because of the requirement to make a bracha on a fragrance, so what do we do if there is a suffek bracha? Let's say I don't know if this should get a bracha, or if I'm not sure if I made a bracha on this yet. We have a doubt about the bracha. We know when it comes to food, we do not make a bracha if we're unsure if we made a bracha rishona, right? Because suffek brachos lahaka, right? We don't want to take Hashem's name in vain. And what about when it comes to fragrance? And this is important because it will help us clarify and frame what type of a bracha this is and what are we supposed to be thinking about when we make the bracha. So there is a comment of the Maharsha. The Maharsha is printed in the standard editions in the back of the Gemara. The Maharsha, Imsach Mandaf Kuf Beis, so he has a very novel idea. He says that I understand when it comes to a mitzvah, I don't remember if I made a bracha on putting up the mezuzah. I understand if I don't remember if I made a bracha on Hadlakos Neros for Shabbos. So if I'm not sure if I made the bracha, I shouldn't make the bracha. Why? Because as we said before, you may take Hashem's name in vain, the third commandment. commandment of the Ten Commandments. And therefore, says the Maharsha, if I don't know if I did the mitzvah, so then it makes sense that maybe I shouldn't make the bracha because I wouldn't want to take Hashem's name in vain. But why should that apply to food? Because we know from the Gemara in Brachos, on Daf Lamed Hey, before the Gemara we just learned, which is the introduction to the laws of Brachos, the Gemara there says that we make a bracha because if we don't make a bracha, we're stealing from Hashem. It's mi'ila. Mi'ila is a form of stealing from Hektesh, the Kudshim, the holy sacrifices of the Beis HaMikdash. To partake of food is mi'ila. You're stealing from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The Pasuk says, l'Hashem ha'aretz umla'a, that everything belongs to Hashem. And only after we make the bracha do we say, v'ha'aretz nasam livnei adam, that the land belongs to us. So in that case, says the Maharsha, why does it make sense? Maybe if I don't remember if I made a bracha on that chocolate bar, maybe I should make a shahakal. Because if I don't make that bracha, I might have done what? I might have stolen. So maybe I should make the bracha, says the Maharsha. So that's the opinion of the Maharsha. However, we don't paskin like the Maharsha. That is not the halacha. One should not walk out of here today thinking if they didn't make the bracha on the food they were eating, they should go and do it. It's a nice idea intellectually from the Maharsha, but practically we are so concerned about the bracha of Atal and taking Hashem's name in vain, we don't make the bracha if we're not sure. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach in the Halichos Shlomo, so he makes the following statement. So first, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Tazayin Orachaim is the source of the laws of brachas on fragrances. He says, "Asur lehanos me'reach tov ad shi'avarech kodim shi'areach." It is forbidden to partake of a pleasant fragrance until you make a bracha. Aval la'achar ve'in tzarech levarachlum. There's no bracha achrona on fragrances. There's no such thing. There's no bracha achrona. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach in the Halichos Shlomo. Nishal Rabbeinu al mashakasav haramah. The Ramah says, "Dekeman sheish safek im levarach al reach pas chama." We'll get to this later on, not today. But there's a question if you should purposely go and inhale the fragrance of fresh bread. There's a question about the bracha on that, and therefore the Ramah says it's better to not go and do that, to go not purposely go because of the suffix bracha. Now we'll discuss that another time. He says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach, the Talmidim asked him, "Hare lo kai melank maharsha." We don't follow the Maharsha who says that suffix brachos anen lahachmer, right? If you don't know if you made a bracha on something you're going to get food from, you should say it, right? He says, look in the Mincha Shlomo, what I wrote over there, and he starts other sources. So he says, how come lama lo yareach? But what about smells? Maybe when it comes to fragrances, we should follow the Maharsha. And if I don't remember if I made a bracha on a fragrance, I don't remember if I smelled this beautiful fruit, then maybe I should make the bracha. He says, "Veheishiv Rabbeinu." Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach responded to the students. To Yishlomar, one could say, "Delo kamar harama el bereach, shehu sug hana shoneh." Because the pleasure we get from smelling something is different than the pleasure we get from eating something. This is something that the neshama partakes of. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach says, since this is a different type of hana, a different type of pleasure, so therefore, in this case, one should not go, and it's better to not partake than to partake and make the wrong bracha. So what does that mean? Why is this different? So the explanation is as follows. I understand, right? We would never say, right, it's time for lunch, right? It's time for lunch, and you sit down to a salad, and you have but you're very unclear here about the brachas to make on the salad. There's a lot of different parts over here, so you're unsure what to do with the salad. There's hearts of palm, and there's a banana, whatever it is, a whole complicated salad. So I don't know what to do about this salad. So do we say, the bracha is too complicated, better skip lunch because you don't want to, what should you do? If I don't make a bracha, so then I'm going to steal from Hashem. And if I do make a bracha, maybe it's the wrong bracha and I'm not going to have lunch. So that's unacceptable. We can't live our lives skipping meals because we don't know what bracha to make. We can't function that way. That's a ridiculous thing to say. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach, and this is the understanding of what he's saying, but a fragrance is different. If I don't smell the roses, literally, not figuratively, so then am I going to be okay? I'll be okay. I can still live. That's something for the neshama. It's good for the neshama to partake of fragrance. But do I need to have it? No, it's extra. It's icing on the cake. So therefore, we come onto this opinion when it comes to fragrances. If I don't know the bracha in this case, or the bracha is too complicated, better to not smell the roses in this case. Because I can live without it, and better it's not partake. Because if I don't make the bracha, I'll be stealing from Hashem, I'll getting pleasure from this world without Hashem's permission. And if I do make the bracha, maybe it's the wrong one. And therefore, when it comes to food, we'll notice immediately we have a different approach. With food, if I don't know the bracha, in many cases I can still eat the food. Or if I'm not sure if I made the bracha, I can still eat the food. But when it comes to fragrance, I don't need it. It's extra. It's for the neshama, it's not for the guf. I can live without it. And therefore, in many cases we'll find, or in some cases we'll find, better to not partake of the fragrance than to make the wrong bracha, or to not make a bracha at all. This leads to the question of an onein. Someone who, Rachman al Tzlan, is just lost a relative, and they have not buried yet, they're in a state of aninus, can they partake of a fragrance without making the bracha? It's a good question. Because we know that an onein doesn't make a bracha on food, because his onein is patur min hamitzvos, he's exempt from mitzvos. In some cases, we would say asur min hamitzvos, it's forbidden for an onein to partake of mitzvos. What about fragrance? According to what we just said, maybe the onein shouldn't partake of fragrances, because he can live without it, and why should he get benefit from the world without making a bracha? So, you don't have it in the sheets, but I'll tell you, the Gesher HaChaim, is the word of Psak Halacha on the laws of Avelis in Eretz Yisrael. It was written by Rav Yechiel Michal Tukhachinsky, who was one of the great Gedolim of Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Yechiel Michal Tukhachinsky wrote important books on how we relate to the land of Israel, the laws of Eretz Yisrael, but he has a whole sefer, Gesher HaChaim, the bridge of life. It's all about the laws pertaining to Avelis and things like that. So he writes as follows in Chelek Aleph and Perek Yudches. He quotes the Stei Chemed, Rav Yecheskel Medini, who was a great Turkish rabbi who wrote an 8 or 9 volume encyclopedic work on Torah Shuval Pen Halacha. It's a beautiful work. So Rav Yecheskel Medini asks, how come an onein doesn't make a bracha on food if it's usher to get benefit from the world? Okay, I'm sorry that the person is an aninus. I'm sorry the person, you know, has to deal with the burial. But why can you go steal from Hashem? Why is that allowed? So he discussed this whole idea. Halach l'maisin onin doesn't make a bracha on food. So Rechiel Michal Tukhachinsky then says, he says, this is not the opinion of most poskim. We don't make the bracha. But he says that eating is different than smelling, because you need to eat. But you don't need the fragrance, he says. And therefore, says the Gesher HaChaim, preferable to not partake of fragrance if a person is an onin, because you're getting benefit without making a bracha. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Samach Dal, which is the laws of Havdalah and Besamim. So he quotes on his Rebbe, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he argues that says that once it is usher for the onein to make the bracha and to do the mitzvah, then he's scot-free. He can go smell fragrance, this is mutter, you don't have to hold him up from partaking of fragrance. Once he's in that status, where everything he can do whatever he wants, essentially, when it comes to these types of mitzvos, he disagrees. And the minhag is probably the case, like Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that one can partake of fragrances. But this touches on the original point, why is this bracha different than food? Because you don't need it. It's extra. You don't need to partake of the fragrance. How much fragrance is necessary for a bracha? Right, we know when it comes to food, so you have to, even the smallest amount of food, you make a bracha rishona, right? You take even just a bite of something, you need a bracha rishona for the food, even if it's not a kazayas, a kabetz, or whatever it may be. What about fragrances? So, in the Sefer Vezos HaBracha, Rabbi Mandelbaum, we'll quote from a number of times. So he writes, in the name of a number of poskim, who all felt that it has to be a strong fragrance that's noticeable. If it's faint, if it's, I'm not quite sure what I'm smelling over here, the apple, it smells like apple, pear, I'm not sure what it is. So in that case, don't make a bracha. In that case, then there's no need for a bracha because it's not strong enough. It's not something that you really get on the first inhale. And this means that one would not have to make a bracha if there's not a strong fragrance of halacha lamaisa. Now, let's look at the Aruch HaShulchan over here in Sif Vav, in our Simon Reish Tazayin. He notes that perhaps you need kavana when it comes to getting hana from the fragrance in order to make a bracha. He says, Zesha amarnu, da hamayriach beperish yesh bareach tov mevarech. That which we say that a person makes a bracha rishona when they partake of fragrance, he says, Zeu kishenatlu atala hariach bo, o kishekavanaso laochlo. You need to have kavana. My intention is to partake of the fragrance, vegam lareach bo, aval natlu laochlo. If I'm going to pick up a apple, and it happens to have a powerful fragrance, but my kavan is not for the fragrance. I just want to eat it. So even though I'm getting a big whiff of apple in that case, I wouldn't make a bracha, says the Aruch HaShulchan, because you need kavana. Af al pishim meila mala reach tov, even though automatically the good smell is coming in. Enu mevarach shere enu asui la reach lefichach tzarch shete kavanaso l'shem reach. Right? However, he says, aval bedvarim ha'asuyim lahareach, things that are designed for fragrance. Afilu ein kavanaso lareach el kashenot lahamido b'makom acher, but I'm just moving it to another place and I just want to partake of it, and my intention is not to partake of it. So he says, "Kemish olam b'mino l'reach tov mevarach." You should make a bracha. That's according to the Magen Avraham. What does that mean? According to the Magen Avraham, if I have flowers and I'm picking them up and I'm moving them to the next room, but my intention is not to partake of the flowers, I'm just moving them, but I can't get around it. They're in my face. So according to the Magen Avraham, you would still make a bracha because flowers are designed to partake of their fragrance. That's what the halacha would be, according to Magen Avraham. But then he says as follows, Mikol makom, lemaisit sarachiyin. He says, I'm not so sure about this. Kevan te'enu miskaven lahariach. I don't have kavana. We know that by Hilchos Shabbos, you don't violate Shabbos unless you have kavana for what you're doing. If it's a davar she'enu miskaven, right? If it's the case, let's say, for example, somebody, we have leniencies if you forgot to flip the light off in the fridge on Shabbos, right? And I open it up and the light's going to go on. So that's a shiur for another time. But in many cases, there are leniencies because is my intention the light should go on when I open up the fridge? No, I could care less if the light goes on. I really just want, you know, my gefilte fish out of the fridge. I could care less if the light goes on. Because it's ein miskaven, I don't have kavana for it, we allow it. So maybe we should say the same thing over here. Okay, I'm moving flowers from the dining room to the living room. Do I really want the fragrance? No,
can
I just
do that. I know you said it's a discussion, but just can you open it if you forget?
By the fridge, if we can find a non-Jew to open up the fridge, that would be preferable.
Can you
first
close it?
That's also a good discussion.
That so let's say you have no non-Jew, so you cannot open it, or you can.
And
can
if
you
it's
do it
if you
quick and take everything out, and then
in those cases, it? We give you perhaps a one-time hetzer to take out whatever you need for the sake of oneg Shabbos. If you do
and
a shinoi. We'll do it on a case-by-case basis, depending on what's going on. It's hard to make a clean-cut rule, but there definitely are leniencies in such a case. So the Aruch HaShulchan says over here that it's my intention. I don't care for it, and therefore, perhaps better to not make a brach. The Mishnah Berurah also says you can have negative kavana. I can have anti-kavana. I don't want to get pleasure from the flowers. So if you have negative kavana, then in such a case, you would not make a bracha. Many leave it as a tzarachin, probably better in this case if you're moving the flowers, better to not make a bracha, just have kavana, you don't want to have pleasure from it, and then move on.
Like you're allergic.
Something like that. it's not for you. You're not in the mood, right?
Yes,
you're not in the mood right now.
What happens if you don't think about it, though? You just do it.
Yeah, so certainly.
I smell flowers. I mean, obviously I must have been doing wrong, but I don't make a bracha. I mean, I should, but
so now,
you don't think.
If you actively go over to the flowers,
yes,
then we'll have to discuss the bracha in such a case. There's definitely a bracha.
No,
what if you actively do it?
I kept going over and over to smell them.
What do you mean?
Like, a couple of weeks in a row, I had peonies.
Oh,
here.
Me too. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I kept
and
smelling
I would go
them
over specifically
smell
to smell them.
Smell
I don't
smell
like 10 times.
Yeah, so we'll discuss. We'll discuss how long the bracha carries over for. It's just similar to food, right? If you have a bite of cake and then you have 10 more bites of cake, you keep on going to the cake, you know, 10 times a day. So then the same thing as well. We'll have to. I'm not saying anyone does such a thing. I'm saying we'd sort of be such a case. No, we're going to get to the bracha specifically in a second. Yeah.
So have a cake and taking a piece of cake.
Did you make a cake?
Yeah.
All right, so this is flowers. What if you're going to move a newly baked cake from this spot to that spot? So that newly baked cake has a great smell.
We'll discuss baked goods. We're going to get to all the details. We're setting up the rules first. Now, can you then smell a fragrance to test it? Let's say you don't know if it has a good smell. You'd like to make a bracha on it. You're interested in the idea of making a bracha on it, but you don't know if you're going to like the smell. So what about testing it out? So you don't want to make a bracha of atala, right? You don't want to make, you thought it smells nice, and then. That's certainly the case. It certainly would be up to you. It could be depend. Now, certain things, let's assume for a second that's something everybody would agree upon. Let's say something like cinnamon, right? But you don't know if you, you never smelled cinnamon before. Everyone tells you cinnamon smells great, and you would like to make a bracha on it. So you're going in for to take a smell of cinnamon, but you want to know if you're going to like it first. You don't want it to be bad, or you're not going to make a bracha vatala. You thought it was going to be good. So the overwhelming majority of poskim say you can have a trial sniff to see if you like it first before you go and make a bracha. This is the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai. Look here, the Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Ve'eschanan. He says, "V'im mesupak im bedavar yesh zareach tova lo." If I'm unsure if it has a pleasant smell, "Who mesupak ba'atzon yargish bereach." Maybe I won't even. It has a good smell. I thought this will have a strong smell, and then I go to make a bracha, and I take a big whiff, and there's nothing there. That'd be terrible, right? It's similar to a water fountain, right? Before you make a bracha on a water fountain, the water, you should test it first to make sure water's coming out. Sometimes the water fountain's off, it's not working. You have to test it to make sure that in that case. So he says, "Ki l'pamim yela adam choli nashla." Sometimes a person has a cold. "V'l yargish chush b'reach sholi." They can't even smell himself. "Harei zem reach kodem kedei liyada." You're allowed to smell to know first. You're allowed to try it out to make sure that everything is working on the end of the food and the end of your nose, that everything is working properly. And the Kaf HaChaim, the Ketos HaShulchan, Rav Avadya Yosef, in his Sefer on Brachos, and all different Sfarim say the same thing. Now, some are unsure about this. There's a Sefer called Birchas HaBayis by Rav Avram Einhorn. He writes in the Birchas HaBayis in Perachav Vav that it should only be done on Motzei Shabbos. Because he's unsure about this idea of having a test smell beforehand, only do it by Motzei Shabbos when smelling besamim. And the Vezos HaBracha that we quoted from before in the Bir Halach and Mem Dalet, he says the same thing. Because in this case, there needs to be a smell for the fragrance, and you have to have a smell. Meaning by Motzei Shabbos, by the besamim, you have to have besamim. So in that case, since you need the besamim, allow you to take a trial smell to make sure, you know, the cloves haven't lost their fragrance yet. They've been in the bottle for 7 years. You don't know what's going to happen by that time. So you're allowed to take a trial smell to make sure they work. And he writes that he heard that the minhag of Moshe Feinstein was, every Motzei Shabbos, he would have a trial smell on the besamim first to make sure they were still fresh for that week, in order to make sure. So they feel that maybe it should only be done Motzei Shabbos, because you have to do it. But the rest of the week, do you have to smell this right now? You don't have to. But the opinion of most poskim is very clear, that one can have a trial smell to make sure that you're working fine and the food is working fine as well.
We don't say that with food.
It doesn't work. So there is a food.
You're cooking, and you're tasting, you don't have to make a bracha.
So we do say this. Now, there's a clear proof from the Gemara and Brachos and Daf and the Gemara. I didn't bring the Gemara over here, but the Gemara and Brachos says that there was Rava Bar Yirmiya said that we can make a bracha on incense only when the cloud of the smoke arises. You can't make a bracha on the incense yet until you see the cloud of smoke. So Rav Zeira asked him, so does that mean that he doesn't, how do you not smell it yet? The whole cloud is there. What was going on beforehand? So the Gemara says that certainly you're allowed to make a bracha on something before you partake of the pleasure, because you make hamotzi before eating the bread. Right, nobody says like, oh, don't you have to try the bread first before you make hamotzi. Of course you make the bracha before you make the hamotzi. So he says that you have to say that he makes the bracha because he intends to get hana. And so too over here as well. He's allowed to make the bracha because you intend to get hana from the smell. But regardless of the Gemara, we see from the Gemara here that you can smell a fragrance before making the bracha, right? You can smell the incense, says the Gemara, before you go in to make sure the incense is good, and then make the bracha, and then take a proper inhalation of the incense itself. Now, when it comes to making, let's say you're interested in buying a product. Okay, we'll get to the bracha on perfumes and things like that later on. But let's say you're interested in buying a product. So you want to smell it first to make sure it's proper before you bring it into your home. So Vezos HaBracha cites again, he cites from Rav Scheinberg, who said that this is similar to tasting a small amount of food to see if it's good. Just like when you're allowed to try a very small amount of food and without a bracha to see if you like it, like the taste, and then a very small amount. We're not talking about a whole bite. Just put it on your tongue to see if you like it. If you're tasting it, if you're cooking, right? You want to know if there's enough salt in it. You can take a small amount, and that's appropriate without making a bracha for the sake of testing, to lahatim. But if you're going to eating the food because you want to get pleasure from it, right? If you're in Costco and they're handing out free samples, you can't like take like a whole thing. Oh, I just want to see how it tastes and like pop a little thing in your mouth. That doesn't work. Really, just to know the basic taste, that's what we allow without a bracha. So Rosh Scheinberg says that you're allowed to do this because you don't have to have intention and therefore there'd be no bracha. However, this is a very strange opinion, because when it comes to tasting a small, insignificant amount, I know, right? If I take a little bit of the soup, it's so small. I can measure. I know this is a taste of soup versus a spoonful of soup, right? We can measure in our minds. We see there's a difference. I just want to know if there's enough salt versus I want to really get a geschmack from the soup itself. I can tell the difference. But everybody says, well, how can you tell the same thing by fragrance? What I can differentiate in my nose if this is just inhalation that's just a little bit to see what it's like versus getting pleasure. You can't separate those two things. When it comes to smelling, I can't measure if it's a big inhalation or a small one. When it comes to food, I can. And therefore they say, even when it comes to trying something out that's a small insignificant amount, in this case, you should be careful about you should make a bracha in such a case. Now, let's turn to the Luach brachos you have in front of you, just so we can just give a bit of an overview before we get into the details. There are five brachos, okay? There are five brachos that we have. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through all five, and then we'll look back at the Luach brachos, and we'll try to see where they fit, and then we'll go into more detail about a lot of those things. What are the five brachos? If you look here, in the Shulchan Aruch on Reish Tazayin, sorry, flip back to the other page. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Sif Beis lays down what the five brachos are. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows. He says, "Im zeh yotzi mimenu ha-reach eitz omen eitz mevarach bo pri eitz besamim." The first thing is that there is something called atzei besamim. This is made on trees, wood, something of that nature. And that's the first thing. The Lavush and the Mishnah Berurah write that it doesn't work for grasses and flowers, right? That's a different bracha. That's Isbei Besamim, Esev. That'll be another bracha in a second. But you can't work, you're not allowed to transfer Atzei Besamim onto grasses. It doesn't work. It has to be only wood-like products, fragrant, you know, cedar, a maple, oak, something like that, fresh, that has a very strong scent. You would make the bracha of Atzei Besamim. And this is the opinion of the poskim as well. The question is, does eitz here mean tree or wood? Mm-hmm. Right? Does it mean tree or does it mean wood? Sometimes eitz means a piece of wood, sometimes it means a tree. That's the Mishnah Berurah has a long discussion about as well. The next bracha brought here is Behuim Esev Mevarach Borei Isbei Besamim. This is on grass. The Vezos HaBracha discusses, do you make a bracha on freshly cut grass? The gardener comes and has that very strong smell of freshly cut grass.
If you like it or not.
So if you like it or not. So the Vezos HaBracha wants to say doesn't get the bracha because it's not meant to smell. The grass is not there meant to smell. It's to be grass. And also, generally, the smell of the grass is not that strong. In order that's going to overpower you in the same way. Then the second bracha we have here on the list, v'imeinu lo min eitz of lo min, right? He says you can't overpower it. He says kmo musk. We'll discuss the bracha on musk in a second. Bori mei v'samim. V'imu pri roi la'achilav, it is a fruit that you should eat from. Mevarach hanosein reach tov baperos. Another bracha. He has good smell in the fruit. V'hani mili kishenatlo la'ariach bo o la'ochlo la'ariach bo. That's if you take it to smell from it, or you're eating and you're smelling from it. But if you're coming to eat and your intention is not to smell, he says, even though it has a good smell, you don't make a brach in this case, as we said before as well. And this applies to fruits or vegetables. It doesn't have to be pre-dama or pre-aitz. It can be fruit or vegetables. You can make this brach as well. And then finally, the two other brachos are borei mine besamim. That's the most popular one. Borei mine besamim is like the shahakal of brachos. If it doesn't fall under the category, you can make borei mine besamim. If you're unsure about a bracha, you can also make borei mine besamim as well. We'll discuss that another time. And finally, the last one is baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam borei shemen arev, who made fragrant smelling oils. We'll discuss the issue on oils another time as well.
Like perfume?
No. So perfume, as we'll see, is generally synthetically made, and that'll be its own issue. So let's
actually need a bracha for perfume.
So no. So exactly. Turn over here back to the sheet, and we'll do a little bit more of this, and then we'll discuss a few more things afterwards. So let's just go quickly through the sheet over here. Pine, he says, atzei besamim. Pine is the pine tree itself is a wood. Afar Sakim is peaches. You have Reach Tov Beperos, Esrog, Ansukis, Reach Tov Beperos, perfumes that are natural, made from natural ingredients, would be Mine Besamim. But Bosem Hamarkavim Santitiyim, things that are made synthetically, it's a question about the bracha as well. We'll discuss that another time. Blocks that have you put in the bathroom that have scents, they don't get a bracha. Gasoline that's made from benzene, you don't make a bracha as well. Guava, Reach Tov Beperos Hadasim, would be Atzei Besamim, because the Hadas is the tree itself. Roses would be Atzei Besamim, because you're smelling the rose, you're smelling the plant. But it's not, it's coming from the plant.
That so you have the wood. What? My table.
So even so, you make Atzei Besamim, because it's a...
But roses don't grow on trees, they grow on bushes.
Bushes, but the same thing. In this case, it's like trees. Zangwil is ginger. There's a question about that. We'll discuss another time. Tabak, snuff. You don't make a bracha on that. Jasmine, Atzei Besamim. Honeysuckle, Atzei Besamim. Nicotine would be Isvei Besamim, like, you know...
Nicotine? Like smoking?
No. Nicotine, like leaves. Like the person would, tobacco. The tobacco leaves, something like that. You would make... that's Asvei Besamim, because that's grass. Okay. Then there's a lavender would be Atzei Besamim, that's a tree. Lemons would be Mine Besamim, we'll discuss why lemons later on. Musk we'll discuss maybe today or another time. Air purifier like Febreze, there's no bracha. Rose water would be Atzei, we'll discuss why another time. Melons, Reach Tov Beperos. Nana, mint is Isbe Besamim because it's the grass.
Sorry, when you take a melon, first you make the bracha on the fragrance, and then
if you want the fragrance, if you want to have kavana from the melon,
if you're smelling it in the store, if it's right.
So I don't think the smell in the store, unless it's cut open, is strong enough that you'd make a bracha on. I don't think it's a strong enough. You have to really get in there if you want to get the fragrance on it. So narcissus is Isbe Besamim, it's type of grass. Soaps, there's no bracha. Freshly worked leather is no bracha. Cut grass, we said there's no bracha. There's a question about pepper, bread. We know there's a minig sanadu, as we said from the Ramah. Cloves would be Mine Besamim. We'll discuss why. Cinnamon is Mine Besamim. Coffee is Mine Besamim, you know, freshly ground coffee. Rosemary is Atzei Besamim because it has the stem, right? It's still part of the bush itself. Anything synthetic.
What about dried rosemary, like their spices?
Could be that would become Isbe Besamim, depending on the fragrances, correct. Basil, there's a question about as well. All different types of things. Very fragrant apples would be Reach Tov Beperos as well. What I want to do now is we'll stop here, and we'll pick up with more halachas next time, and we'll continue going to the specifics of the different things when it comes to fragrances.
Before you cook, you have to...